Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. I pray you all enjoyed your holiday weekend, and I hope you were able to spend time with loved ones and embrace freedom in a major way. For those of you who are still struggling in your healing journey and are curious about the process altogether, this episode was created especially for you. The first thing I need you all to know is the healing process varies. Some of us may have shorter healing journeys than others, and then some journeys may feel like it's taken an eternity. But no matter how long your process takes, just stay focused, trust in the process, and take it one day at a time. So when I was preparing for this episode, I wanted to really understand what the word healing meant. So I looked up the definition, and healing is defined as the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. And I know this all too well, that this particular journey is an inside job. Healing doesn't look like smiles or nice clothes or any tangible thing that you can think of. Healing looks like a changed behavior. Healing looks like maturity. Healing looks like self-love. And when I say self-love, it's a reflection of you setting yourself as a priority because you know who you are and whose you are. And that's not easy. That's a mental thing, and that takes work. I've realized for me that the common denominator in my failed relationships was me. And I've also realized that the biggest hurt came from the hands of the people that I loved and I trusted the most. The biggest takeaway for me during this process was knowing the difference between the spirit of a thing using the person that I was with to test me versus realizing that this is exactly who this person is. I was so excited to just have someone to call my own. I endured it for the sake of being included in conversations, or as the old people would say, I wanted to keep up with the Joneses. My journey hasn't been pretty, but I promise you it was necessary. And now I'm able to show up in spaces with a clearer mindset, and I attract people who elevate me. So after this interlude, I am going to break a little bit of things down for you and also give you some tips to allow you to tap into your healing journey. So stay tuned. So, most of you know this about me, but for those of you who don't know this about me, if you follow me on social media, you know your girl loves love. I've been a fan of love since I was little. I love to talk about love. I love to watch shows about love. And if I'm being honest, 90s R&B is my favorite genre of music because I believe those songs take you to places like no other decade can. Disney movies, 90s TV, 90s R&B, they all just made love seem like the goal. But the reality is, love starts and ends with you. So for all of you who are starting your love journey, please remember that love starts and will end with you. Don't rely on a person, place, or thing to fill up your cup or make you feel loved. You have to be love, and in return, it will reciprocate back to you. So here's a story, quick story. I remember in my first marriage, because I told you all that I've been married twice, but in my first marriage, I told my mother-in-law something that my husband had did. And she responded, "It's not about what he does, it's about what you do." And if I'm being honest, that infuriated me. I thought she was taking up for her son. But as I got older, I finally understood what that meant. If we spent all of our lives focusing on how other people treated us or what they did and did not do, we would never be happy. We would never be satisfied. I also learned that God is not going to hold us accountable for the things that other people do or do not do concerning us. On Judgment Day, when you're standing before God, He will only ask you about the things that you've done and how those actions affected others. This is why I always close every episode with spread love, show grace, and shine bright, because at the end of the day, the only reactions and actions you are responsible for are your own. Now, for those of you who have read the title of this episode, it is called Behind Closed Doors, because that's where the true work begins. I want to prepare you as best as I can for your healing journey, so I found some tips, and I hope you can use them. The harder you work in private, the more genuine you're able to show up in public. So these tips or ideas, I have about 7 of them you can use to incorporate into your daily routine to help you start your journey or continue your journey. And these are also tips that I've used, so I know for me, they worked very well. The first thing I suggest or can suggest you do is create a safe space. Designate a specific area in your house or home where you feel comfortable and you feel secure. This space should be free from distractions and conducive to relaxation and introspection. For me, my safe space is my desk where I record all of these episodes. So I'm in my space right now. In this space, I am free to let my creativity flow and let the thoughts release from my mind and onto the paper. Number 2, you need to establish a routine. Develop a healthy healing routine that works for you. Now, this varies depending on the person, and it can include activities such as journaling, meditation, mindfulness exercises, or creative outlets like art and music. Consistency can help create a sense of stability and progress in this healing journey. For me, journaling was something that I used to do as a teenager, because I told y'all I love 90s shows, so Moesha was one of my favorite shows. And watching that show, I fell in love with journaling. And I started that as a teenager. And then as I grew up, life started lifing. But I found myself in a place where I had to incorporate it again. And I also listened to podcasts And because I love music, I make different playlists for the moods that I'm in. So if I'm driving, if I'm on the bus, if I'm at work, if I'm just trying to be in a creative space, I make playlists for those different moods, put them on shuffle, and then I just meditate on the songs and flow with the vibes. Now, for those of you who are interested in other podcasts besides mine, I have a few selections for you. The ones that I listened to the most during my healing journey was Girl Just Heal, Dear Future Wifey, Your Favorite Auntie's Podcast, and The Couch with Joy and Friends. I love those and still listen to those podcasts. And as I started my podcasting journey, I've met some amazing people who also have podcasts. So these are a little personal to me. And they have helped me maintain my healing journey. And these podcasts are The Real Talk Monday with Reverend James H. Glover III, The Knucklehead Chronicles with the guru, Terry Little, Breaking the Silence with author Nikki Nicole, Mahogany Speaks with Mahogany Bing, The Successful Toy Podcast with Toy Blackman, and also The Decree of Dominion with Darion Morris. These podcasts, like I said before, help me maintain the journey. They are filled with informative topics. Some make you laugh, some make you cry, some just bring you to a place of appreciation for life. They all have amazing content, and I suggest that you check them out. Now, going back to the journaling that I was talking about, I realized that I needed to start incorporating journaling again when I found this particular podcast, and I had to do this separately. Because healing and journaling is so therapeutic, right? So I wanted to give a special shout out to The Verbal Tea. And this podcast is tailored to journaling. This is the first I've ever heard of anything like it. And when I tell you it's amazing, it's amazing. So for those of you who have writer's block or you don't know what to journal about, this particular podcast will guide you, give you prompts, help you tap into the journaling experience, whether you are a beginner or someone who just needs to start over. This is the perfect podcast for you. And if you're interested, you can find Globe, that's your host, on Spotify, Apple, and on Facebook, and those other podcasts as well. You can also find them on Spotify, Apple, and on Facebook, and YouTube, of course. I love all of these amazing shows, and I hope that you find one of them to be interesting too. So if you do, make sure you reach out to me and let me know that you've checked one out and that you liked it. I really would appreciate the feedback. The third tip I have for you is seek support. It's essential to have a support system in place. This could be a trusted friend, a family member, a therapist, or a special group. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with someone you trust can provide valuable insight and encouragement. Now, my support system has been my cousin, who was on episode 2, my life coach, who is scheduled to sit down with me next week, and my winner circle. These people have embraced me without judgment and allowed me to feel every emotion, no matter how long it took to process through. Number 4 is set boundaries. Establish boundaries to protect your emotional and well-being. This may involve limiting your exposure to triggering situations and/or people, learning to say no when necessary, and prioritizing your needs and self-care. Now, for me as a former people pleaser, I really struggled with this, you guys. I had a hard time telling people I love no. But I had to realize that I did not have the capacity to handle certain things while I was enduring this battle. And if they were really down for me, they would understand. Now, I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people left along the way. But as I continued to push forward, saying no became easier. I had to also prioritize rest and put my phone on D&D for designated hours, and that was not easy. Number five is celebrate progress. Acknowledge and celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Healing is a journey, and every step forward is a significant achievement. Reward yourself for the courage and resilience you demonstrate along the way. Celebrate the small wins. I'm always in my head, and I have a ton of ideas, but I decided to write everything down. And everything from month to month, day to day, hour to hour, however you want to do it, just write it down. And I started to be more specific and do it daily. And I'll sit down at the end of the day and write down everything that I accomplished. And like I said, whether it's big or small, I started to appreciate the journey when I did that, because by the time I looked up, 2 years had rolled by and I accomplished so much. Number six, stay connected. While healing behind closed doors, it's essential to maintain a sense of connection with others. Reach out to friends, family, or support groups for encouragement and social interaction. Virtual platforms can also provide opportunities for connection and community. Now, this podcast helped me stay connected. And when someone came to mind, I reached out to them. You'd be surprised how many people would love to hear from you. So I encourage you to start reaching out more, and don't wait until it's too late. Time is too short. They say here today, gone tomorrow, but it's really here today, gone today. So take advantage. When someone pops up in your mind, reach out to them. There's a reason for that. Now, my last tip for you is practice patience. Healing takes time, and it's essential to be patient with yourself throughout this journey. Allow yourself the space and grace to heal at your own pace, knowing that healing is a gradual and transformative journey. Every scar has its own story, which means it will have its own healing journey. Take your time and trust your future self will thank you. As I stated before, every person's journey is different. Some may heal quicker than others, and that's okay. The goal is to heal properly and avoid placing yourself around people, places, or things that may open old wounds. Be kind to yourself and to others, because a lot of people are going through things they feel they can't tell anyone about. Now, I want you guys, because I know I usually upload an episode for you on Thursdays, but this week is going to be a little different. I want you to join me this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I get the opportunity to sit down with relationship coach Derek Jones, and we will dive into all things concerning attachment styles. I didn't even know this was a thing until I started following him on TikTok, and I'm telling you, this is an episode you do not want to miss. This is a live episode. So I need for you to make sure you go like and subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notified when I go live. I promise you this is going to be an amazing episode and you don't want to miss it. So until next time, I want you to spread love. I want you to show grace, and I want you to shine bright. Have an amazing day.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.